This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chinese President Xi Jinping met on the sidelines of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization summit at Tianjin in China today. During the meeting, the two leaders reaffirmed that India and China are development partners and not rivals, and that their differences should not turn into disputes. In his remarks during the meeting, Prime Minister Modi highlighted the importance of maintaining peace and tranquility on the border areas for continued development of bilateral relations.
सहमति बनी कैलाश मानसरोवर यात्रा फिर से शुरू की दोनों देशों के बीच डायरेक्ट फ्लाइट भी फिर से शुरू की जा रही हमारे सहयोग से दोनों देशों के 2.8 बिलियन लोगों के बीच जुड़े थे इससे पूरी मानवता के कल्याण का मार्ग भी प्रशस्त होगा.
On economic and trade relations, they recognized the role of the two economies to stabilize world trade. The Prime Minister noted that India and China both pursue strategic autonomy and the relation should not be seen through a third country lens. Prime Minister Modi also met with the chairman of the State Security and Peace Commission of Myanmar, Senior General Min Aung Hlaing, on the sidelines of SCO summit. During the meeting, the Prime Minister noted that India attaches importance to its ties with Myanmar as part of its neighbourhood first Act East and Indo-Pacific policies. The two leaders review the bilateral ties. He expressed the hope that the forthcoming elections in Myanmar will be held in a fair and inclusive manner involving all stakeholders. Prime Minister Modi shared his thoughts in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani today. Speaking during the program, Mr. Modi said, "The nation has to move forward on the path of Atmanirbhar Bharat and goal of a developed India with the mantra of vocal for local." The Prime Minister, during the last few weeks, the country has witnessed great devastation caused by floods and landslides. He said, in the moment of disaster, NDRF, SDRF personnel and other security forces came forward to help.
Hamare NDRF, SDRF ke jawan, anya suraksha bal, har koi din raat jhute rahe. Jawanon ne taknik ka sahara bhi liya hai. Thermal camera, drone surveillance, aise anek aadhunik samsadhanon ke sahare rahat karya mein तेजी लाने की भरपूर कोशिश की गई. इस दौरान हेलीकॉप्टर से राहत सामग्री पहुंचाई गई, घायलों को एयरलिफ्ट किया गया. स्थानीय लोग, प्रशासन, सभी ने हर संभव प्रयास किया. मैं ऐसे हर नागरिक को हृदय से धन्यवाद देता हूं.
In Uttar Pradesh, at least 2 people lost their lives and 5 others were injured in a blast at an illegal firecracker factory operating from a house in Lucknow's Godamba area today. Talking to media, District Magistrate Vishak G said, after receiving the information about the explosion, SDRF, NDRF and the police teams reached the site and initiated rescue operations. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has instructed officials to ensure proper treatment of injured in the hospital. Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupendra Yadav described Mithila region as the land of knowledge and mediation that has illuminated the world with its spiritual radiance. He was addressing a seminar in New Delhi today on the contributions of Raj Darbhanga to India's spiritual, cultural and nation-building endeavours. In Himachal Pradesh, 3 national highways are currently closed due to intermittent monsoon rains at various places. In Chamba district, around 10,000 pilgrims stranded on the Mani Mahesh Yatra route in Bharmaur have been safely rescued so far. Efforts are underway on a war footing to safely bring around 4,000 more pilgrims to Chamba. Meanwhile, IMD has predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall in western Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, eastern Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. In hockey, India registered its second consecutive win in the Asia Cup men's tournament at Rajgir in Bihar, defeating Japan 3-2 in the Pool A match this evening. Captain Harmanpreet Singh scored 2 goals while Mandeep Singh made 1 goal for India. For Japan, Kosei Kwabe scored both goals. With the win, India qualified for the Super 4 stage. India has defeated China 4-3 in the opening match earlier in the day. China thrashed Kazakhstan 13-1. And with that, we end this news bulletin.